The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
The House leader, the GOP House leader, Kevin McCarthy, is finding himself in some hot water after tapes were released with his audio. Basically, his voice expressing his displeasure with President Trump after the January 6th riots. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the fallout from this, ABC News correspondent on Capitol Hill, Ben Siegel. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. So I guess there's a meeting later today, an already planned meeting with the GOP to talk about the upcoming midterms. Certainly, they're going to be addressing this, aren't they?
That's right. We spoke to Republicans last night when they returned from a two-week recess, and Kevin McCarthy definitely has some explaining to do to his members. Two New York Times reporters, as part of the rollout of a new book they've done about the last presidential election, have released audio recordings of McCarthy speaking in very frank terms to other Republican leaders in the aftermath of the January 6th Capitol attack. He was very critical of Trump. You know, weighing whether he was going to ask Trump to resign from office, and you know, mused with some other leaders about whether some Republican members could be kicked off social media platforms for some incendiary comments they made around the Capitol riot and about other Republicans. You know, things that are really sort of an anathema to Republicans who really are mad at these big tech companies for what they say is censorship of conservative voices. So. Some very, very explosive comments from McCarthy that he believed he was saying privately. Somebody recorded those calls and shared them with these reporters, and now he's left a lot of Republicans frustrated. People who said he was telling them one thing in public and saying something else in private, at minimum. Though he claims his relationship with Trump is still okay.
It's interesting because I think there are probably a lot of other Republicans that share the same sentiment that he shared privately, and that is that look, this president is perhaps out of control, or I've had it with this guy. I think that a lot of Republicans have said that privately, and then publicly they say another thing, as does the GOP leader McCarthy. He has long wanted that House speakership, which is sort of within his grasp now if the GOP takes over the House in the midterms. That's clearly in jeopardy at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, McCarthy has had this really meteoric rise in Republican politics. He entered Congress during the Obama administration, right before the Obama administration, I should say. And within years, he was already in leadership, one of the top recruiters to pick new members to join Congress. He last tried to be speaker after John Boehner resigned in 2015. That didn't work. He was actually frustrated by a group of conservatives who thought he was not a sort of right wing enough at the time. And since then, he's worked really hard to have this strong relationship with these conservatives, some of the loudest voices on the right, especially this year. He's really taken pains to not run afoul of those members. A lot of them have gotten in hot water with Democrats for comments they've made, for inciting violence against some members. He's really taken a soft touch on them. He's not really punished any of them. And now he's really in jeopardy of those sort of relationships coming apart at a time when he needs them most. If the Republicans take back the House, he will need a majority of his members, at least 218 Republicans, to support him for speaker to win the gavel. And depending on the size of that Republican majority, in other words, how many members they have, those influential conservatives could block that bid if they're frustrated with him, and this certainly doesn't help his case.
Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona seems to be the loudest voice so far speaking out against McCarthy.
Yeah, Biggs is a senior member of the Freedom Caucus, a former chair of the group of about three dozen members who have really frustrated conservative leaders in the past, some of the strongest Trump supporters in the House. And he told a conservative a news outlet that he, you know, had a lot of beef with McCarthy, the fact that he was saying something in private and something else publicly, the fact that he was, you know, talking in this way to Liz Cheney, who Biggs and other conservatives really hate now for her strong stance against Trump. And Matt Gaetz, another conservative who's very loyal to President Trump, said the same thing. While he was defending President Trump, he said McCarthy was colluding essentially with Liz Cheney. So at the very least, McCarthy needs to really address concerns that those two members have. But they perhaps speak for another group of influential conservatives, even as you say, perhaps more members sort of in the middle of the party may have privately agreed with what McCarthy said after January 6th.
Right. Very interesting. Well, they'll have to hash it out. Ben, I appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.